يلا عشرة عشرة ما نطلع. يلا ما نمشي ما نمشي على البحر. يلا اتكلوا على الله. يلا امشوا يا شباب.
في الصبح بنزل على البحر الساعة 6.
I go to the sea at 6 in the morning and stay till 10 or 11 p.m. where I manage to catch some fish and then sell them in the fish market. We catch the fish and sell them directly to the fish markets before they get spoiled due to power outages and ice is not available.
Isam Ishair, the fisherman from Nakura village in South Lebanon, tells us about the hardship the fishing profession has been facing during the last few years. Being a fisherman for more than 25 years, Isam remembers the good old days when fishing was very profitable. With the compounded effects of the economic crisis that is hitting the country, lack of state electricity and high fuel prices, Isam cannot store his fish and must sell them to the fish market for low prices immediately upon return from the sea. To alleviate some of this hardship on the fishermen's families, Unifil Civil Affairs, in collaboration with Lee Experience, a non-governmental organization which stands for leadership, entrepreneurship, and employment development, implemented a project that aimed at empowering 16 fishermen's wives in the fish post-harvesting process. All details coming up in a moment. You are listening to Unifil radio program Salam from the South. Because the fishing profession is seasonal and depends largely on favorable weather conditions, fishermen cannot go out to the sea during stormy or rainy days, or even when the wind is too strong during the summer time. To compensate for the loss of time and irregular catch, this project proposed alternative solutions by training the fishermen's wives to increase their access to the economic cycle and help their families acquire new methods and techniques for preserving the fish for longer periods of time, as well as making different products from the fish rather than selling them directly to the fish markets. Habib Aziz from Unifil Civil Affairs Office gives us more details.
During the preparation for the project, which is in cooperation with Lee Experience NGO, we found that there is a new approach in the world for improving the fisheries industry, like better marketing and preservation of the fishing boats. There are also special standards with regards to general hygiene and in preserving the fish for several days. In addition, there is a certain pattern with regards to the positive competition where the women will be able to better market their fish and so be able to earn better income for their families.
The 16 women participants seemed very attentive while the trainer from the Lee NGO Dima Shahabuddin was teaching them how to examine the fish immediately after being caught from the sea.
In this training course, we are teaching them how to make a product out of the fish. First, we started talking in detail about the food safety, because their products are related to food, livestock, and fish. We are teaching them how to make new products out of the fish, like fish cubes, marinated fish, and frozen calamari, that they can prepare and sell to other areas in the country. So now, the idea is bigger than just catching a fish and then just sell it to the fish market. Now, they're preparing a new product, new to the market too, and that will support them financially. They will be having a small family business that will help them increase their income, the woman and her husband, and in a way, increase the value of the product that they are producing.
The training topics included women in business and leadership, financial management, food safety and fish storage, in addition to the development of individual plans for each participant. Zahra Taki from Nakura village says she joined the training course to support her husband's work through learning new ways for preserving and marketing the fish that he catches, thus increasing their monthly income.
Here I learned about business and leadership in order not to fall into the financial deficit. Also, I learned about food safety, how to store and refrigerate the fish, and how to prepare marinated fish, and then sell it to other areas in the country through promoting our products on social media platforms.
Nariman Ulayan, another trainee, was very eager to start making new products from the fish that her husband brings from the sea, hoping to be able to sell the fish in a more profitable way.
As a fisherman, he catches the fish and comes home. After that comes our role as housewives. If we want to open a small business, we have to think about food safety and hygiene. We also must think how to develop and open something new that's not available in this area. For example, to do marinated fish, like the different kinds of marinated chicken that we have. From the bigger fish, we can do spiced fish fillets using different kinds of spices, oregano, rosemary.
Riham Al-Jamal, another fisherman's wife and mother of three children, said that this training has reawakened a dream that they had for many years to open their own fish shop. This training taught her the know-how.
From the ghazal fish, we learned how to make fish fillets. We remove the spines and the outer skin, and then we cut it into pieces. We can also marinate the fish with oil and kayak, and then fry it to become crispy. These techniques will help our business, and you can sell the products to other areas.
During the closing session of the training that was conducted in Nakura's municipal building, each trainee received a thermometer, an insect killer, and a portable rechargeable refrigerator that will allow the fishermen and their wives to preserve the fish or the products made from the fish for longer periods of time. UNIFIL gives high importance to projects that aim to empower women in South Lebanon, build their capacities, and allow them to play a bigger role within their families and communities. UNIFIL Deputy Spokesperson Candace Ardiel explains.
Women are important to their communities here in South Lebanon and can contribute to peace and stability in the long term. As part of our mandate, we support the meaningful participation of women at all levels. By supporting initiatives like the Nakura Aquaculture Project, we are helping to empower women economically, something that's particularly important as women have disproportionately borne the brunt of Lebanon's ongoing economic crisis. This is why UNIFIL and individual contingents have supported a number of projects to empower women, build their skills, and give them the tools they need to put these new skills into immediate practice. Projects in agriculture, food processing, personal services, and others will, inshallah, help local women get new job opportunities or even launch their own businesses to serve their communities.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.